Hi, this is Makayla from customer support returning your call.
Oh, I should have called earlier. I found that a check, or not a check, but some money has gone to your company. I have no idea what you're selling or what product you're with.
Okay. So this is a third-party call center, but I can take a look, see if I can pull up your account and take a look and see what company it may have been that you order something from or what you're being charged for. Could you provide me with your zip code?
83607.
Okay. And what is your first and last name?
Joreen is the first name, J-O-R-E-N-E. Wagner is the last name, W-A-G-N-E-R.
Okay, just a moment.
I'm in Caldwell, Idaho.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So
sure.
I do see here, one second.
Sure.
Okay, so I see here this account was opened back on June the 11th. So it was opened with the order of the tactical bag as well as the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. Those were free gifts that you get as a welcoming gift, offered to you for the mail.
Right. So I have not ordered anything. Why am I paying you money?
Right. So, yes, those free gifts that were offered to you in hopes that you would join the Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store that has thousands of different gadgets. So if you review the terms and conditions, it informs you that when ordering those items, you're automatically enrolled into that membership club unless you call us in to decline it or cancel it. If you don't call in to decline
it. How is it I didn't know that?
I didn't understand
why I didn't even remember it.
Yeah, I'm
those
not sure either unless you didn't review the terms on the webpage or...
Well, I had no idea I was supposed to be joining anything because I haven't. So if I'm a member now, please take me off. But what is the money for?
Right. Yes, ma'am. As stated, if you review the terms and conditions, it also, when enrolling to that membership, there is a membership fee of $67.32.
A year, a month, a week?
Until you call into council. So it's a monthly subscription until you call into council, yes.
Good Lord. That's quite a gimmick, isn't it? Well, obviously, I say stop it. Obviously, I want my money back, too, since I didn't even know I'm supposed to be in a club of some kind.
All right, so I did go ahead and cancel this account to prevent any future charges. I do have a confirmation number that this account was canceled. Would you like to take this confirmation number down?
I'd love to, but hold on. I have to get out of the bathroom here and find my
pen.
Hold on a minute. It's going to take a little while. I use a wheelchair, so just hold on.
You're fine.
Thank you. Okay, I'm on my way out. You just caught me at a strange time.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. I don't know anything like that. Here we go. Just a minute here. My goodness. All right, now, what's the number you're calling from? So I can, like, I've got a whole bunch of these, so I'm trying to figure each one out. What number are you calling from?
So the number we call from may be different from the number on your statement due to the fact that we're a third party. I can provide you with a number to reach us. I'm not sure what number it may show on your statement.
I've never had a statement. I don't understand. I've never had a statement.
I'm saying, so when you were charged, it may have been a number attached to the charge or a way that you were able to find out our number.
Oh, I had to go to my checking account. Now let me see if I can find the page I want my... Let me see. You're not Sirius Electro, are you?
Could you repeat that?
Sirius Electro.
No, ma'am. If it's us, it would be that 6732 charge, and the number affiliated with it would start with the 855, as we're in California.
Just a minute. 67?
Yeah, 6732.
All right, 67. Whoops. Nothing is going right. One didn't want to work. It's just a disaster. Okay. 67 32.
Yes, ma'am.
How many of those have I gotten? I haven't gone through all this, so I don't know how many times I've paid you.
So if this account was opened up on June the 11th, and it is a monthly subscription, so the first time you were billed for the subscription was June the 14th, so you would have been billed each month for the subscription since June the 14th.
7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. $67 each time?
Yes, ma'am. $67.32 each time.
Good Lord. $335? Is there any way of getting any of that back?
So, I can only assist you with the most recent charge. If you're wanting a refund for charges before that most recent charge, I would have to get you over to a supervisor.
Yeah, I think I ought to do that. That's a lot of money, and I'm retired, and I don't have anything that's, you know, I don't have a salary that would be increased or anything like that. So, yes, and I don't know why I never noticed this before, but I sure didn't. Could you let me talk to the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. So give me just a moment to leave some notes in your account, and then I'll get you transferred over, okay?
Yeah, and be sure you close that account, because I
yes,
had
ma'am.
No idea
I,
you have the account with anything.
Right. I did get
and
it closed for you,
ready.
And I was supposed to give you the confirmation number. Are you ready to take that number down?
I am.
Okay, so it is first the letter C as in Charlie.
C.
263.
All right.
067.
067.
466.
466. Okay, and can I repeat it to you? It says in chat 2630-67-466.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
okay.
That's terrific.
Just a moment.
Thank you. That's crazy. Ow, ouch. Oh.